What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yes, it is Figgy Smith's tape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On a Monday, happy Monday to everyone out there. Hopefully everyone had a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. And it's never a good Mother's Day weekend unless you get some talking to about the deadbeat dads. Oh, now, man. People always bring up the deadbeat dads. Me personally, I feel like it's no need to bring that up on Mother's Day. Don't bring all that negative stuff up. Let's just focus on the good right now. Mm-hmm. But apparently... is it Suffolk
County?
Yep, Suffolk County up in Long Island, New York. Mm-hmm. They were on a mission to point out the deadbeat dads, and they released a press conference, and they put everybody, all top 10 deadbeat dads of that county, on that summer jam screen.
On large poster boards, the Suffolk County Sheriff lists what he calls the top 10 deadbeat dads. One allegedly owes $209,000 in back child support. Another, $371,000. And the top man, $422,000.
And today, in preparation for the Mother's Day weekend that's coming up, we are making an effort to capture the top 10 deadbeat dads here in Suffolk County.
We are talking about thousands of dollars that could have went to food, clothing, doctor's appointments, or school supplies.
He's asking for the public's help.
If you recognize one of the individuals on the list, do the right thing. Call us. Let us help these children get the support they deserve.
If caught, the men face jail time as they repay what they owe.
I gotta tell you, I don't mind it.
You'd be on the snitch line?
No, I get the other side. Hey,
I seen him at Walmart just yesterday. Yeah. Go get him.
I would. Because, I mean, that would help the moms. That would help the moms.
See, the thing.
Maybe. You
think, yeah. But see, if they get the money.
But see, the thing is, are they going to get the money?
That's always the thing.
Because it's a loophole that, sure. And I hate that this mm-hmm. loophole even exists, but the loophole, I'm not getting a job then. So I don't have to pay. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's why my boy over here is up to almost $500,000, man, in back child support, which is ridiculous, man.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, at that
point. Working cash jobs, is that what's happening there?
Yeah, working under the table.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, but that is a shame. But hey, salute to them for putting
it. How do you feel about this? I'm kind of down with it.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about it. Ultimately, like,
It feels very, I mean, it's clearly something that has been, you know, put together in a way to try and be a little bit of a publicity stunt of sorts. However, I understand what you're coming from. Like, hey, man, if you owe this debt that you're supposed to do, get to work.
Yeah.
And, if not, we can come catch you. I just, it's hilarious that they were like, let's put this on the news because we'll get them that way.
Yeah. You if know what you mean? Recognize any of these.
Well, yeah. I guess if there was ever a time where you feel like you could take that public sentiment and use it to, you know,
right,
saluting your mama, and then here we go. If you also want to help somebody else's mom, snitch, get out here, and snitch, get snitching.
I need you to snitch on them. All right, somebody else that don't he ain't got no problem with taking care of his kids. Philip Rivers, former NFL QB who has 10 kids.
Did he stop at 10?
I thought. Is it 10?
He just got, T, I want to say back in 2023.
Yes, because I remember he had 9. I was like, they could put together a football team with the parents, and then they added another one.
Yeah right, so he currently got 10 kids right now. His oldest is about to be 23 years old.
Okay.
So check out where I'm going with this. So she got a 6-month-year-old son. Phillip Rivers have a he just had a kid in 2023, so that kid is 1 year older than his grandson.
Oh wow!
So we could possibly see Phillip Rivers' son throwing a pass to his grandson.
Well, I hope we do.
Or to Phillip Rivers' grandson. Yeah. That would be his nephew in a way, right? Because we've seen this happen many a time.
Oh, the kid,
We've seen like the nephew-uncle relationships where they basically the same age. Like, we saw it Amigos
have
and
we,
stuff.
Have
and,
we seen it in the NFL, though? Because this is
we've seen cousins. I don't know.
Not only could he be throwing passes to he can go to school with him. He can go to college with him.
No, seriously. He could be his teammate.
The age difference, you've always seen, like, this guy throwing to his, you know, whatever. But there's like an 8 or 10 year. These could be like classmates at wherever university.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So here is Phillip Rivers. So John Gruden, our good guy, or Sean's best friend.
Yeah that's
John Gruden,
Sean's man.
Yeah. He pulled up to Phillip Rivers' home and
you tell him about Migos.
I don't think he told about Migos,
oh, okay.
But he did want to know more about his kids and all that stuff. And this is what Phillip Rivers had to say about that whole son to grandson moment.
How old are your girls now?
So the oldest is about to be 23. I got a grandson. I got a 6-month-old grandson.
No, that's you and Tiffany?
Yeah, this is, yeah.
He's, that's number 10?
He's 1 year older than my grandson. So we're going to have, in 15, 16 years, we're going to have a son throw a touchdown to a grandson. How about that?
That'll be something you got to only think about when you're in Alabama and Fairhope talking to Phillip Rivers.
He's talking about high school, 16 years. Like, they could be high school teammates. That'd be wild.
I do love that he's like, hey, man, let's focus on high school. We can't assume that everybody's just going to be making it to college and NFL. But we can make this happen in high school. I got enough juice. Phillip Rivers can make some things shake.
Yeah. Hey, if it's good, if they good enough, that'd
still,
be wild
that's
to see.
Still a little weird in high school, your son throwing to your grandson.
not in all the high schools.
This is the weird part. So
I
Phillip
think this
Rivers,
is a little more prevalent than we give it credit for.
Yeah. If Phillip Rivers go up to the school to pick up his son, and his grandson, hey, grandpa. And then his son is just, hey, dad.
Yeah.
That's going to be a little crazy.
To say the least.
go get me your uncle from in here.
Yeah.
go bring him in here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, speaking of craziness too, so how do you feel about a wedding with 95 bridesmaids?
Oh, come on.
You're doing a lot.
Come on.
Not only are you doing a lot, you're doing too much.
All right, so a woman who just got married in the UK and had a bigger wedding party than most had 95 bridesmaids, and it was only 8 groomsmen.
Oh, wow. How did they do that? They had like 3 on their arms as they're walking in, 4, yeah. Whatever it is.
Yeah, so apparently all of them walked down the aisle. So the total amount at this wedding was 250 people.
And it's what?
And 100 and plus were just bridesmaids and groomsmen.
Yeah, right, 103 was bridesmaids and groomsmen.
I'm not coming to your wedding. You playing with my time.
Yeah.
I got to sit here and watch all these people. That's what, 15 minutes at least?
Yeah.
Just watching people walk. You're a jerk. That's what you are. How about you?
My thing is, are you friends with 100 or 95 people or however many people this? You got 95 friends.
No.
Like close friends like that.
No, you don't.
The problem is she don't want to, you know, be an adult.
95?
Yeah. And make some people uncomfortable, make some people mad.
That's exactly what it is.
You don't get to be a bridesmaid. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there's like a 96th out there saying, what the hell?
Like, it's the college football playoff.
Somebody out. Yep.
I knew her. I mean, we went to class together.
It's the college football playoff. No matter where you draw the cutoff, yeah. It's going to, like, did you hear that they're contemplating 16. Going to 16? Yeah. And then that 17 team is going to be like, we should have gotten it. It's always the same.
How about the introductions that they do, like they do at some weddings? 95 introductions of the wedding party.
That would be crazy. The 8 dudes on the side probably like, damn.
Although I imagine wedding crashers are just dudes that came through solo dolo are like, appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yep.
We got more stock.
Well, you know, this is true.
There's a lot of hoops to shoot at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Like, hey, I respect it.
Target rich environment.
That's exactly the way to go about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So do y'all think this is a world record or some type of record?
You're saying that as if it's not, but I'm gonna
I'm glad you said that because that is not a record. So a crazy American woman named Tina Ackles.
Wait, was it the article that called her crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say quite a judgment.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that is kind of crazy, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like you got to be a crazy woman to have how many? Let me see. 168 bridesmaids.
Ain't no way.
Come on, man.
Ain't no way.
So I think this article is pretty accurate by calling her crazy.
Yeah, I would say so. And then the worst part is there's somebody out there thinking, I can beat that. I can beat that. I'm going to get 170.
Hell, this lady
Her daddy's like, I'm not paying for all that.
Hey, this lady in the UK should have went on and beat that. I would just be like, you know what? All the women in the wedding, bridesmaids, come on down. We're going to break this record. And by the way, that happened in Tampa, Florida in 2015.
Of course it happened in Florida. Of course it did.
Do we know how many people were at the wedding? Because like at some point, the ratio is just...
Yeah, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. They ain't give me those numbers, but...
Plus, you're making these people buy dresses, and they're all the same and all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, if I was one of them, I would have just been like, I step out of this. She ain't going to notice I'm gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I ain't got time to be dealing with 100 more people. Also, did y'all know that it is a World Video Game Hall of Fame?
Day? Like that's
makes
today?
Sense. No, I didn't know
it's a Hall of Fame. Just a
oh,
Hall
it just
of Fame.
Exists.
Yeah,
I think I did know that actually. Yeah. That there was a World Video Game Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I did not know that. So real quick, the class of 2025. I want to see if y'all know these games are familiar.
Okay, all right.
So, Defender, which is a 1981 arcade game.
100%.
Yeah. So
it sounds familiar, but I can't picture it in mm-hmm. this moment. Like
yeah, little airplanes. If I'm remembering it right, yeah,
it's kind of like Space
it's
Invaders.
Very much,
that's what I
very
figured.
Much
okay.
Like
cool.
Space
yeah.
Invaders. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's on the list. It's a game called Quake.
Heard of Quake? I've heard of Quake.
Yeah. It was a 1996 follow up to Doom.
Yep.
Okay.
Number three, we might know this one. GoldenEye. That 007. One,
classic. Yeah. That's only just now going in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And the last one is Tamagotchi.
Wow.
Unfamiliar with Tamagotchi.
Yeah, so it's the digital pets.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's a little like the Giga 90s pets. Or was it early aughts maybe. It's like a little egg-looking kind
oh,
of plastic device.
Oh, it was an
device.
Actual thing.
It was a little yeah. plastic device. And
it
then
wasn't like a video game
nah.
like a stand-up. I
no.
think I do remember that.
But
now.
I mean, it was like, yeah. it was digital and yeah. you had to like
you
keep
take
it
take care of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I do remember that. Yeah,
yeah I remember. I
was picturing like a stand-up game.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't have that one. I had like a, what'd you call it? Gigapet. I wanted to say.
Yeah.
That sounds
yeah.
about right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think I had a Tamagotchi either, but I was familiar mm-hmm. with the concept clearly mm-hmm. because I lived in that time and I watched commercials on these yeah. on these Nickelodeon and children's television shows. And
yeah.
Lady T on the Twitch said, is it a bad thing that I'm getting a Tamagotchi from Timu for posterity? Now you're getting, I shouldn't say that. Anyways, yeah, you might be getting a knockoff there, friend. But do what you got to do, man, especially if
yeah.
you can get it for the low.
So the games that did not make the list this year is Age of Empires. I'm not familiar with that one.
I like
that was a big one, yeah.
I
really,
like
I wasn't familiar
myself.
With that one.
Yeah.
Angry Birds.
Of course.
You got Call of Duty 4.
Oh, they're breaking these up into like individual releases. I feel like Call of Duty, just go ahead and throw it in as a staff record label and crew and just be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Some might disagree because they might say, oh, Call of Duty 3 wasn't good.
Right.
But Frogger, you got Golden Tee, Harvest Moon, Mattel Football, and NBA 2K.
So how did Frogger and Golden Tee and what was the other one, NBA 2K, not make it?
Yeah, that was the question. I was like,
yeah.
Frogger feels like it should have been in before
yeah.
any of these ones that we talked about.
And Golden
going
Tee.
In this year. Golden Tee, you could I could hear the argument where you go, that we very much sit in that demographic where Golden Tee might mean a little bit more to us, like sports bar type joint. But Frogger, Frogger is a classic.
Yeah.
Frogger done crossed over into all sorts of different places. So the Tamagotchi went in before Frogger.
Yeah,
I call shenanigans.
Yeah.
I need to talk to the committee. The committee's wrong.
Yeah. Maybe they get in next year. I don't know. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. I kind of want to tick Lopez off a little bit. So the Knicks are up 2-1 against the Celtics, and then Game 3, Karl Anthony Towns, he hurt his hand. And you could clearly see he was kind of holding his hand and all that stuff. And I think he continued to play. He ended up playing. Of course, it's Tom Thibodeau, so he ain't sitting you down for no damn injury.
It didn't fall off, did it?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Bear, if it did, he'd still be playing. But here's Karl Anthony Towns talking to the media, and they asked him about his hand.
I know your hand, was that a re-injury from something you were doing?
Oh, It is what it is. So I just want to do whatever I can to be out there.
The liberators on Twitter were saying, thought you said that you broke something.
It is what it is. I'm going to keep finding ways to play, so I ain't tripping.
Did you get an x-ray or anything?
I'm going to let them tell you that.
It is what it is.
See, that's I want to thank you for playing that because that's the perfect example of it means nothing.
I will.
It's a cop out. It's I don't want to answer.
I will say he used it wrong. That's not the way to use it.
It's a cop out.
You only supposed
that's Exhibit A right there.
You only supposed to use it when you know what it is, where everybody know what it is. That's the way to use it.
That's fair.
Because nobody knew about the hand injury. So they was asking him about the hand injury.
And he copped out.
Now, if we all knew about the hand injury and he said, it is what it is, you know, I'm dealing with it, it is what it is, that would have made sense.
Now y'all are parsing. Now y'all are trying to figure stuff out.
He just used it wrong.
I've
it's
been
the right way
consistent.
To use it.
I've been incredibly consistent on how I view this. And wow, this is, sorry, I just got distracted by the television in a squirrel moment. This is real navel-gazy right here. ESPN reporting on Chris Berman signing an extension on, with ESPN. All right, guys. Really? That's what we're doing here?
Let's tell you what we're doing.
It's real navel-gazy there.
But, I actually have a hot take on that.
Oh, okay. I'd be interested in hearing that. Yeah. That is Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get ready to hand it over to the fellas of the Drive, Clint and Ron. And I kind of want to hear what this hot take is that Lopez has. We'll do it next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.